So, from last Sunday to Thursday, we went to the Encounter Camp in Sizewell Hall.
We did a lot of activities there, and basically we just did a lot of worships there as well.
Yeah, there was lots of worshipping. They had an evening meeting called the Transformation Meeting, where we would read Bible verses and worship. We were Simon Peter, weren't we?
We talked mainly about Simon Peter, and we had this rock where we had to write down a few things, and the people there told us that in the Bible Simon Peter was a rock. We threw the rock on the floor, but
and we also looked at the Simon Peter walking on water Bible verse.
And we also talked about how Jesus came back to life and helped everyone believe.
Yeah, with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it was a very emotional thing in the evenings. We definitely cried a lot.
A lot, yeah. It was just an emotional event because,
it was pretty close to God.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And at the start of it, I actually was atheist, and now I believe more in God and that He has a plan, a bigger plan for us.
Yeah. Wow. So, what was the food like?
The first few days it was all right, then it became a bit better.
It's good spaghetti.
Yeah,
spaghetti meals, which.
And were you camping, or did you?
Yeah.
Camping in tents.
We were camping in tents. One tent was with five people, so there was about 50 people there.
Yeah.
So,
how many?
50. So there was 10. There was 10 tents, one tent there was five people.
So. Lots of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
it was a full camp. Sorry.
What were the leaders like?
They were nice. We mainly had more of a relationship with a person there called Daniel.
Yeah.
It was just like a little thing that we did, and
they were all very nice.
Yeah. To be fair, they were all really nice, and they competed for this thing. Who was the best leader of the camp? So
Yeah. We had a lot of leaders profiles, didn't we?
Yeah. A lot. Way too many, I think.
Yeah.
I
think it was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So what was your sort of timetable for the day? How did the day unfold?
Well, it began from, I think, around 7 to about 8.
We had time at 7.
About that time. Yeah. It depended on who wanted to wake up at that time, but from around 7 to 7:30 people woke up, apart from me. I woke up 5 minutes before breakfast.
Yeah.
But then at 8:30 we had breakfast. Then we did this thing called Metamorphosis, where we...
morning meeting.
Yeah, we did a morning meeting of what we're going to be doing today, on that day, sorry.
Yeah.
And we worshipped as well, so... every day there was two worships, so that was another thing. Then we did a couple of activities. Then we had
lunch
and a few breaks.
Yeah, they had lunchtime seminars where we'd go off in groups and talk about stuff.
There was three seminars that we could go to. The 5 days that we were there, there was 3 days that had seminars, and then two. Which was Sunday and Tuesday?
I don't know.
Wednesday, sorry. Which we weren't doing seminars, but in the meantime, we actually made some more friends than just us.
Which
was surprising, yeah.
Everyone there was really nice.
Yeah, and then lights out was at 11.
Yeah, so
but no one actually went to sleep then.
No,
definitely not.
And no one actually listened to the rules. They just said lights out at 11, and then they changed it to 11:30 because of hot chocolate and all that.
And then to 12 on the bonfire night.
Yeah. We had a big bonfire where we had to bring all these sticks down to the Sizewell Beach, which was not fun because those stairs are not really safe.
No, they're very steep.
Yeah, they're steep, and also there's a big drop at the bottom.
Yeah.
Which is not the best, but...
Not when you're carrying a stick in front of your face.
Exactly, and you can't see anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the night that we had a bonfire, it was actually blue moon. So it was really nice because I actually got a photo of it, which was surprising before my phone died.
Yeah.
But
that
yeah.
It was also another emotional night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And I was like crying like two of the nights.
Yeah, I think so.
When did you cry? I can't remember.
Probably the same time as you.
I think so. probably.
I don't know.
But yeah, it was a very emotional event, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
So did everything take place at sizeable or did you go off?
We did go off site for one thing.
Yeah, one day we went out for
South Wales trip.
Yeah, to the beach.
And also we saw the like town. We were basically doing this like
leader hunt.
Yeah, Lidl hunt. Lidl? Leader hunt. And basically we were just looking out for 19 people as well as a guest person?
No, yeah, sort of
human. And basically
like they were in disguise, so we had to go around the town and find
yeah.
them.
And Sophie told me and
our group,
the group, that there was a person dressed as a nurse, and they were one of the leaders, but we didn't believe her. But
and then at the end, it turns out they were one of the leaders.
Yeah, and we actually got her. So
we did.
Ow. But yeah, it was surprising. But yeah, it was a nice little trip to Southwold.
But mostly, it stayed inside the.
Yeah, every other day apart from that day. We were off, on site,
yeah.
And we were only in Southwold for about half the day, and we came back about
3-ish. Just before it started raining.
Yeah, just before it started raining. No, it was raining there.
Yeah.
It started raining there.
We left as it started raining.
Yeah.
And then Daniel really crashed the car.
Yeah, Daniel almost crashed the car that I was in, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really nice.
So what were your favourite seminars?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was like the one about the brain.
Yeah.
Where they
sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about
we have a sticker.
Oh yeah, we do. We have like this brain sticker that we got from the brain seminar.
Hold it up.
Hold it up.
You're helpful.
What does it say?
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, some
139 verse 14. Yeah.
So we got everyone who was there was given this sticker.
Yeah, they were talking about like the changes your brain is going through.
Yeah, we talked about that, and we also got a colouring sheet for that.
Yeah.
But me and Sophie ended up colouring
like the whole afternoon.
And also like before lights out, but
yeah. Pretty much the whole day.
And we also got like an ID card at the start of the thing, which is not related to the seminar at all. But I think the brain seminar was like the best seminar that we actually went to because it was more informing than the others, I feel like.
Yeah.
And the last seminar that we went to with...
It was like a mindfulness one, I think.
Yeah, it was like a seminar with Liz, which was just meditation.
Yeah.
Constant meditation.
It was very relaxing.
Yeah, very relaxing, and I almost fell asleep, so I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that was my favourite one, to be honest.
Yeah. Like half of the people there was like sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't
know. So, can I ask you what that final verse meant to you personally?
That one.
Yeah. What it meant for you?
Sure.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you are.
Sort of. To be fair, when we were given this, I was like atheist to begin with, so I didn't really like believe that it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I think our faith really grew during the
It did. So from there was quite a few people there who were like atheists, including me, and I feel like with one of these seminars, we actually. Became more religious during the whole thing.
I think one of the meetings was they were asking people to give their life to Jesus, and then one of them
I was one of them. And it was a very emotional event, but yeah.
Very, yeah.
Very. Yeah, we also listened to a song called Oceans.
Yeah.
And it was very emotional.
I think everyone was crying during that
and
song.
And basically I had to leave the room because...
Yeah.
Sadness was top priority for me, apparently. And Sophie actually comforted me the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the Joy said that I think one of the leaders, Joy, said that God had brought us together because obviously we gave her and some other people a lift here and then we immediately became friends. So I think God was bringing us together and helping grow our faith.
Yeah.
And then did you get very close to the leaders and were you able to talk
one-to-one?
Ask
questions? I think definitely. We had a lot of one-to-one with.
Yeah, we had like this team leaders meeting at the end of every transformation thing.
Tent leaders.
And mainly we were talking about that transformation session. And
asking us questions.
Yeah, they were asking us questions about what we thought about it and what we learned about it. But mainly I feel like we did have a lot of chances to talk to our tent leaders and other tent leaders as well. Because I feel like it was more of like trust than anything else.
Yeah, like we got very close to them.
Yeah, especially Daniel.
So for each tent,
There was only like five people in the tent and one leader to each tent, so there was about 10 plus leaders.
Right. You've got into contact with your leader, and obviously you say you made the decision to follow Christ and to believe in Christ if you were atheist thinking. So, are you going to be followed up from the camp by your leader, or?
I think it's mostly Liz, because she's the person who runs the youth camp, which we both go to.
But we go to different places, but
she's in charge of both of them.
She's in charge of...
So, do you go to youth cafe in
Yarmouth? Yeah, I go to the youth cafe in Yarmouth, and I think there's something else, but I can't even remember.
I think you did call one of the other camp leaders when we were going back to England. I think we still had contact with them.
Yeah, I have
Steph.
Steph, yes.
To get your charge back.
because I've got my charger, but that's not important right now. I feel like we're more in contact with the leaders there now because we've actually had a proper introduction to them.
Yeah.
And also there's like quite a few we actually became friends with and had special greetings with. Let's just say that.
Is somebody that you feel like you could speak to if you had questions or concerns? There's people that you can ring up or message?
Yeah, definitely.
That's brilliant.
So would you recommend it to others to go next year?
Definitely.
We're definitely going next year.
Yeah, we're definitely going next year. I think the next year is in New Day.
I think there's that one and New Day, so they're two different ones.
Leo and Brandon didn't tell us that. They just said it was in New Day. Whatever.
They just said that was another one.
New Day is obviously a lot larger.
As teenagers, I'll go back to that Bible verse, as teenagers whose brains are changing. I know that for both of you, feeling insecure about who you are in your body, your mind, your faith, you know, you've got lots of insecurities going on at the moment. And to remember that God's made you the way you are for a reason, and that He formed you before you were even born. He knew who you were going to be. He knew where your life was going to go. And He loved you before you were even born. And to remember that when you have doubts about who you are and what you are as a person, just remember that, you know, He made you. You're a work of art. He's so proud of His precious, precious creations, which you both are. Your precious creations that He made. And
celebrate that, celebrate. We were all teenagers once, well, there it was. And we know how difficult it can be finding a place in the world, especially as a Christian. I know that a lot of your friends aren't Christians, and that it can be very difficult. Just hearing for Sophie some of the things that her friends have said to her since she's gotten back, the kind of the joking, the teasing, it's light-hearted and fun, but I think it definitely makes you feel like to stand up and say, actually, I am a Christian and this is what I believe, in the face of that can be very, very difficult. So just remember that you're precious to him and to all of us. And I'm just so proud of both of you for speaking. Especially Victoria, having never met anyone yet.
Yeah,
and also with mine, Cersei. So,
yes.